Blog Talk Radio.
No. I've told you plenty of times, if you wanted controversy, I guess it would have to come in a certain kind of form. But I got a little surprise for you. I'm switching things up today, yo.
You ready?
In life, he just wants to be heard, whether it's the beat or the mic. He feels so unlike everybody else, alone, in spite of the fact that some people still think that they know him. But fuck him, he knows the code. It's not about the salary, it's all about reality and making some noise, making a story.
Alright, folks, Off the Rails Uncensored is getting a little bit of a cosmetic makeover. With that being said, going to tell you right now, feels good to be on air, and congratulations once again to the host of the most and his baby girl, Bailey Rose, 7 pounds 4 ounces. Unfortunately, you know, I wasn't able to see the host of the most. I'm pretty sure he's reveling in the beauty of his daughter, and also he is around alongside his fiance, the also amazing hostess with the mostest. Anyways, pass the semantics and pass the mushy in. Today, we are going to discuss the subject of they're burying him. They're burying her. I have to say, if you don't look at what's in front of you, if you don't watch what's going on, or pay attention. Sure, Bray Wyatt looked like he was getting buried because he found every legend and got beat up by every legend. The Rock, Mick Foley, Stone Cold, Shawn Michaels. But he still stayed with the company. And the reason why I'm using Bray Wyatt as a good example is because he is not the only one WWE is supposedly burying. And I say supposedly because, look, he was unhappy with what the company was doing. He stuck with it. I can't speak for him, but this is just an observation on Bray Wyatt's status in WWE. Obviously, he would fit well on SmackDown Live. Nope. They got to fit Randy in with Jinder Mahal because there was a scratch. Now, people say they buried Jinder Mahal. So does that mean, you know, when you say the term burying in wrestling, embarrassed, made to look bad, what does that mean in the world of professional wrestling? And tell you what, you want to talk about burying someone and not giving them character direction? There's plenty of that. It's everywhere. It is what you make of it. People, and Uncle Bob said it best, there are people who put themselves out there and go out to bookings and they know they're the next best thing. Well, if you guys know you're the next best thing and you guys believe you're being buried by everyone you come across, isn't there a point in time in your careers where you say, what do I need to do to fix this shit? Because Bray Wyatt obviously stayed with the company for a good 4.5 years now. He was a champion. And although he appears from time to time, I think they're doing something cool with him because beforehand, they were really pitting him in the doldrums. They were putting him in the bottom. Yes, I agree with you there, Mike. Bray Wyatt was not well observed. He wasn't well looked after. Are you kidding me? The man is making money. He's signing autographs. He's taking pictures. It's just not as well publicized as a John Cena or as a Randy Orton or as a Mark Henry or anybody in WWE that made famous gets an autograph session or whatever with the fans, it's okay. Because later on, as I go and progress through the show, I'm going to be discussing a recap of WWE SmackDown Live. And it's funny, you know, talking smack is no more, but smacking talk is now the name of the show. I'm getting off track here. As usual. So, here's the fun part. When we're discussing who gets buried, it always comes to it always comes to a discussion point where you say, man, what have I gotten myself into? And why do these guys believe this guy's getting buried? It could be a variety of things. Could be that the talent that is with them isn't that great. It could mean that whenever you turn on SmackDown Live or Raw, and Bray Wyatt was on that show, and I'm not just going to focus on him because I have other names on this list. Bo Dallas and his bully gimmick. There are things that you can do with different people in your mind. It just is a matter of how well you place them. See, we can place them anywhere we want because I think Bo Dallas should join his brother. In a way that it does make sense for Bo Dallas to join Bray, and in a way he was being buried too, but look, he stayed with the company. Curtis Axel almost left the company till they offered him, I guess, a role. It was a secondary role to be in the Miztourage, but take a look. Take a look, reflect, and then watch back some episodes of Monday Night Raw. Curtis Axel was a joke in certain instances because he wasn't being looked at or being taken seriously, so he got lowered down on the card. But burying in the wrestling world, that term, he buried him, or they buried her. So is that what's happening to Emma currently? Because she's not getting very much airtime, you know, with the company. She went to Kurt Angle and made the smart remark of maybe if I start dating your son, maybe that might get your attention. In a way, she kind of does have a point because why, you know, Jason Jordan, this whole loophole, or not loophole, but this whole scare that everybody's going through watching this shit, I mean, are they trying to bury Jason Jordan? I don't think so, because obviously they put him on a grand scale. They gave him another guy that's supposedly, or, well, ultimately, in certain people's opinions, not a lot, not just mine, being buried. What can you do with a Curt Hawkins? Who would you place him? Where would you place him on the card? Where would you place him, period? It's always a two-sided thing, man. It's difficult. It's always a two-sided story. There's always two sides to, you know, two lanes on some roads. And one time, at one point in time in this country's history, roads were one lane. So in wrestling, it's really hard to place all the characters in one place and have a place for every character, every guy or every gal that comes through those hallowed doors in the NXT Performance Center. And Curt Hawkins has trained people. So why is he taking the position he's in? It's because he's serving for a greater purpose. And thank you, Uncle Bob, for making me realize this, because if you're able to just reflect, take a step back, breathe, sigh, whatever you do, drink cola, drink tea, it don't matter, look forward, and you start seeing things for what they are. In the world of wrestling, whether you're a fan, whether you're a worker, whether you used to work in the business or not, whatever role they give you, start serving that role, and you'll see the good success. You'll see benefits start coming to you. Don't bitch and gripe, because if you say, well, I feel like I'm getting buried. In a way, guys, I did feel like that, but this isn't about me. There's other guys in business that have, or gals too, for that matter, that have had it worse, where they go in, they do their job, they want to, you know, pitch their ideas, but it's all about presentation. So if you're being, if you feel like you're getting buried, here's what I have to tell you. It's not, no, it's not bad, James. You're asking me, why don't I think that Bray has not been buried? They're trying to bury him against Finn Balor. How are they burying him when they're giving him a match at SummerSlam? How are they burying him when there's been talk about opportunity for him to possibly have a Wyatt reunion since there's a Shield reunion? I mean, guys, there's plenty of things that can happen in the world of professional wrestling. It's just you got to be patient. It's a definite hard word to work out because, guys, gals, giblets, whatever you want to be called. Okay, not giblets, fans. For those of you listening to now Off the Rails Uncensored, I can pluck any subject that I can think of in the wrestling world and pull it and make it work. Even though I didn't have a guest today, I'll probably have a guest by next week. So to answer your question, am I being buried by being a solo host? And basically because you guys know I can ramble to no end, but I can ramble well. So, you know, CM Punk. Now that is a prime example of what everyone will debate. Did they bury him? Did they not? Did they do this right? Did they do that right when he was with the company? The saying goes, he had a good run. He was at NXT, for Christ's sakes. If he, and those of you who thinking that was just a Photoshop, nope, that was not a, point I'm getting at is, guys, when guys say that they're buried, here's an example. CM Punk, who was in the company, made every opportunity. They even let him, they didn't let him, he earned his way to a championship, let's just say that. He worked really hard to get his body where it was. He tried to be big, that didn't work, so he, you know, cut down. Had a group, Straight Edge Society, it kind of went stale. So how they buried him in certain people's eyes is different, and some people say, well, he was just a crybaby. He was this, that, the other. Again, it's best to stay out of the backstage politics unless you really want to dabble in drama, that's your thing, cool. I mean, I personally don't think that it's wise. As you hear some typing in the background, because I did watch SmackDown Live. It was a great show. It was a lot of action, a lot of hard hitting. A lot of interesting changes have occurred before SummerSlam and before I will be attending at Barclays on August 20th, 2017. So here's the thing. Back to the discussion of their burying him. Before I hit the SmackDown Live review, I just would like to say, so were they burying Carmella? Were they burying Jinder Mahal? Were they burying Kenny Omega in MPJW? Are they burying the Bullet Club because it's so drawn out like the NWO? No. But I'll tell you why. Because whenever you say certain terminologies in the world of wrestling, fan, worker, doesn't matter, there are differences between workers and fans. There are the fans who knows every bit of terms, every bit of the terminology, and they say, on a constant basis, oh man, they buried him. They buried her. What's your basis behind it? Aside from, well, they should have given her a push or they should have given him a push. That's amateur shit. Do I know any better either? No, because I'm still learning. That should, as I said, I am not a spokesperson for World of Professional Wrestling fandom. I am not a spokesperson for the backstage area and creative in WWE, Ring of Honor, New Japan, doesn't matter. I am a person is observant of what's going on around wrestling. And even in the indies, this is a common theme for anybody and everybody. What am I doing wrong? Why am I not getting bookings? What must I do to prove to the promoter that I can be a good servant to his business? Some promoters, you really have to finagle. That doesn't mean kiss their ass. That doesn't mean, you know, go cookie cutter. For some guys, it works, and they know, and that's why there's a sense of comfort, but I will talk about that later in my other segment. But seeing as how everyone and their mother is now messaging about Bray Wyatt and how he was getting buried. See, this is why I say, no, he was not. It may have looked like he was. I think he looked bad because he was trying to pick a fight with all these legends. So guess what? Logic tells you that when you poke a bear, they're going to bite back. Not poke back. They're going to bite back, maul you, and just have a field day with you. What do I mean by this? For every critic, every blogger, every person that writes about wrestling, every podcaster that talks about this shit, here it is. They're burying him. Oh my God. The people who like, guys like Curt Hawkins, talented worker, extremely talented, could easily work, you know, guys like The Undertaker, if Taker was healthy, could easily work guys that, you know, are top-notch names in WWE, like Cesaro or Sheamus or Sami Zayn or Mike Kanellis. The point is, the term or phrase, they're burying him, they're burying her, it gets so overused, and it's not even funny. Overused as in, let me see here if I can find the definition for overused. So see, I love giving definition lessons. So here it is. Overused. All right. Well, that wasn't very informative. Past participle. Well, it's a past tense word. Hack 9, worn out, time worn, played out. Cliched, stale, trite, banal, stock, unoriginal. Well, that basically summed it up. So in other words, if something's overdone, it's going stale, it's not going right. In the world of wrestling, do they toss it in the trash can? In some instances, no. They put you in a room full and they take your glasses off or whatever, give you a neuralizer test. What am I babbling about? Sometimes wrestling tells you, oh, this guy wasn't buried, so we're going to put him in this position. Again, that's not up to me. That is not up to anyone. That's, you know, that's up to actually creative. I lied. Is it their choice or did they play favorites? Does, you know, creative play? Again, no. They just are basing what they're writing and trying to make sense of it. So, forgive them for trying to make sense of what to do. Never easy, you're right about that. All right, ladies and gentlefolk. I do believe that in about, well, hell, I'll save that for later, but, yes. Are they burying Nia Jax? I knew that question was going to come up soon. Also, are they doing the same with Emma? Well, obviously, I don't think so. I mean, like I said, it sometimes takes a while for superstars to get their foot in the door. Unfortunately, Austin Aries, which is another prime example of, oh my God, they buried him. They didn't do anything with him and Neville. He should have been on the main roster, this, that, the other. I agree with you guys. I completely 100% agree that Austin Aries should have at least gotten somewhat of a push, because it's definitely not. Yeah, he definitely will come back. Yeah, that depends. Joe, I honestly think that Austin Aries was not buried. It just so happens when you throw ideas out there, like, okay, this is what you could pitch to creative. Where, you know, who could have learned from the first time that he did that? CM Punk, anybody? Was CM Punk going back and forth to creative saying, hey, we should do this, hey, we should do that? And I'm not the one in control of any of this. I'm just the guy that observes what is going on around me and what I see and what I observe. So my take on the whole issue with Austin Aries is, you know, he would pitch ideas to creative. Some sources would say creative would combat against that and do the opposite of what Aries had suggested. So take into account, you know, right before the SmackDown Live review, I'm going to venture on and say that Austin Aries left on good terms. He was frustrated, but he left on good terms. Does that make you feel any better? Probably not. To some of you, yes, I get it. Now I'm getting a lot of flack. Austin Aries. Uh-huh. I know you're writing to be a smart-ass dude. If you're writing in Morse code, you can fuck off. Goodbye. Not from the show, but if you're going to be a jackass, I'm steering clear of this drama today, ladies and gentlemen. Moving forward, I believe we're for now going to go through the SmackDown Live review. No, it's taking forever. For a certain something, we'll have to do it next time, ladies and gents. So, SmackDown Live. Was it good? Was it bad? What was the grade on it? I'll tell you here in just a minute. I believe that you had AJ Styles versus Chris Jericho in a triple threat match for the United States Championship. You had Daniel Bryan coming out making stipulations. It was your stereotypical awesome SmackDown Live. So, with that being said, what did I think overall? I thought it was pretty damn decent. Simply because this show actually doesn't need Brock Lesnar to give it a boost in ratings. And also, Chris Jericho returned, so therefore, enough said, you know, now it makes it pretty interesting. So, what is the deal with the Usos attacking the New Day? I don't know. Women's Championship. So they had, oh, yeah. okay, so Natalya made it clear to Naomi, blah, blah, blah. Lana is absolutely terrible. I mean, but who knows? Maybe she may improve, maybe not. Okay, Lana sucks. Yep. I would say that's just a, you know, review that I'm reading out loud, folks. My bad. I tend to talk out loud even when I... Oh, goodness. So... Kevin Owens starts off the show and starts talking about how he represents the United States, this, that, the other. And then AJ Styles comes out and cuts him off. Jericho gets a huge pop. This isn't Montreal, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so now it sets up for Baron Corbin versus Shinsuke Nakamura. And he defeated Baron Corbin with the Kinshasa. I'll touch on that later. All right, so moving forward, Becky Lynch and Charlotte versus Lana and Tamina, which I said earlier. Lana wasn't that great. Becky and Charlotte pick up the victory because of the big boot from Charlotte. A match I give kind of a B-. Not really that intrigued. So, okay. Jinder Mahal comes back after the break and basically gives a promo. So I basically think this was a babyface card because all the babyfaces had a good night. Shinsuke Nakamura wins, Charlotte and Becky. So what does this mean for the SmackDown Live side of things? Where does this leave the SmackDown Live roster? I could tell you. It leaves them in a good place for SummerSlam because the build's up to now. They're pretty good. Except for the fact that it makes you wonder, what if Shinsuke Nakamura won at Money in the Bank ladder match? Are they saving that for, you know, are we hoping that he defeats John Cena next week on SmackDown Live for the number one contendership for Jinder Mahal's championship? Well, you can hope against hope. You never know in the world of wrestling, though. It may be a triple threat to make things interesting because Corbin might interfere. Although it would be kind of satisfying for him if he was this heel in this situation, makes you think. So SmackDown Live is doing a good job. Now afterwards on Smacking Talk, which is the ultimate weird, you know, switcheroo that WWE tried to do, and I kind of laughed at him. Renee Young and Daniel Bryan interviewed Chad Gable and asked him how he'd been doing since Jason Jordan has departed American Alpha to join his so-called father on Monday Night Raw. It's kind of funny. Daniel Bryan gave a paternity test, or, you know, said, "I am your father," in writing of Jesus. I thought it was pretty funny. I mean, I don't know how he could keep a straight face on live air, but that wraps up the SmackDown Live review. And, well, we'll go right into Off the Rails, Off the Rails Uncensored Edition. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. For the people saying that someone gets buried, I'm just going to let you say it. I don't care anymore. is I'm getting a lot of sarcastic messages through Instagram. And all I can tell you is if you have anything other than to rib me about being real about the situation, because look, if you guys didn't have anybody to discuss about, it'd be boring as fuck. I get it. Whenever you watch TNA or whatever they are now, whenever you watch them, do you say, oh, they're burying him? Just like if you watch any other thing outside of WWE, like Wildcat Sports, Monster Factory, are you going to sit there and tell me as a fan, they're burying this guy? Oh my God, I can't believe they're burying him. I can't believe Danny is burying him. Do you know what kind of sick joke that would be to him? He would just find that very humorous. And that, as I said, I don't speak for Danny. I don't speak for Luke Hawk in Wildcat Wrestling. I don't speak for any other promoter out there. Chris Go, Major Bazin. They're the ones that basically say, this is what I like, this is what I don't like. Again, I don't speak for them, and I don't know what they like, and I don't know what they don't like. So when someone says that they're being buried in their company, and it's kind of a, you kind of have to watch, actually, you do have to watch career progression. Where, at what point in their career were, did they start getting buried? Some people say, man, they started burying Hogan around this time because he was getting booed out the building. They weren't booing him out the building. They were trying to shove him down our throats. So there's a difference between getting buried and actually getting buried. Made to look bad, not being utilized in the show or used. Again, it's not that it's about me, but I would like to talk to you all for a brief moment. My past keeps bumping into me. And this time, you know, it was not bad. You guys are actually cordial. I'm not going to name names. And I sat and wondered to myself, how time's changing, how it's all in your head, how they think, what they think of you. It's all prejudging. It's all assuming. It's all about, you know, I guess being paranoid because of what I had said or what I had did. Am I at fault? In some areas, yes. In some areas, no. Did I play victim a few times? Sure. Did I play the hero? I don't know. I don't know what that would be defined as. But you can't be both. You cannot be the victim and you cannot be the hero in life. So, brief break from what I'm discussing with you all tonight. Right here in Brooklyn, New York. I know. There's always going to be a pain that lingers in me. It's not the sorrow, it's the angst. It's why did you? Why did I? You know, type thing. I walked away because it was time. It was not working for me. So I didn't run away. I just decided to get my ass out and just walk away from the situation. So I've made peace a little bit in my heart. I really, for those of you that gave me a nice gesture and talked with me and spoke civilly to me, I'd like to say thank you. But again, you know, the negative is always not, it's not always going to take precedent in my life. And what am I referring to? I've spoken about this group probably 6 million gajillion times. Do they have a hold of me? No. Have I taken measures to block them out of my life? Yes, I have. But it's funny. They opened their kindness out. They gave out their kindness to me. And I just, again, like to say thank you because slowly but surely I am beginning to heal. No, I'm not starting to get more evil, Jack. That's real. Nah, I mean, it's whatever. For those of you opening up a chapter in your life in the world of pro wrestling, if you're not allowing yourself to close that chapter, which was paining you, ailing you, doing whatever, you're not serving. And I want to, once again, thank you, Uncle Bob, Brutal Bob Evans, for allowing me to sit, reflect, sigh, drink some water. I'm currently going to do that. And just realize that there's a better place for me. Maybe it wasn't managing, maybe it was radio personality, because as far as I'm concerned, I'm learning the ins and outs of this too. How to market, how to make better. So I just want to say it's amazing that I thought, you know, I wasn't going to pick up wrestling again, but in some forms, podcasting is a form of discussing it. It's not a form of being a part of, although going to shows is different than being a part of one. When you're a part of a show, it goes to your head like, hey, I participated. Don't I get, you know, a gold ribbon? It doesn't work like that. So I'm learning as I go along that this lifestyle of flapping my gums, but also flapping with factual facts, is beneficial to me. It's very therapeutic. Yeah, you guys heard me and what I had to say about Eller and what I had to say about KCXW. And is it ruining my life? No, because I finally got some fucking closure when individuals whom I thought had forgotten about me and, you know, placed me in a place which I didn't want to be. I was angry that none of them ever stood up for me. But when I make peace, or when I made peace, just a small smidgen or semblance thereof, I'm going to tell you right now, it felt damn good. Because it was in my head that I would probably get the cold shoulder and I didn't give a fuck. Shaking hands with people that I used to work around wasn't easy. But I did it. I was cordial. I was, you know, they probably felt that they were being the bigger person by shaking hands with someone that talked a whole bunch of shit. It's funny because I actually have screenshots and shit to back it up with. Again, that all of that is in the past, and I'm moving forward on my own accord, because everyone who sits there and says, oh yeah, you should be able to move on in your career, you should be able to do this, I should be able. See, I don't like being controlled. I don't like having limitations. But at the same token, I also don't like being unemployed. I also don't like sitting from the sidelines and seeing and hearing other workers bitch about their fucking careers. Be thankful you have them. Because you could wake up one day, you know, and be working a regular job. And other people actually do have regular jobs. So that's not too far off. But I'm just telling you from experience, you don't, you know, you don't have to complain. When things are right in front of you, and I'm just saying, be fearless, have a vision, believe in yourself, hustle, stay focused, get out there, get motivated, get inspired. You know what? I think this is what always is hard for us to do. It's hard for us to get motivated or feel inspired after the fact that we've been screwed over as individuals, right? So you get up, you write a Facebook status about it because, you know, that's what you do, or you write, you know, a tweet, or you take pictures, you get out and you motivate yourself. Am I angry? Am I going to be angry moving forward? A part of me, from what I went through, is saying, you know, maybe it was for the best, because obviously I'm not there anymore. Obviously I'm better than what I was or where I was. I was in a place, guys, mentally speaking, you know, watching, so, oh my God, I was being buried, blah, blah, blah. I used to think like that until I realized, okay, well, if I feel like I'm being buried, why don't I do something about it? Here's the fun part about that. You have people that are laughing and saying, well, we gave him an opportunity. No, fuckers, no, you didn't. What you gave me was a chance to look like a fool who, you know, pounding the mat and looking pretty is so fun, right? Again, that's bitching about a career. And what I'm telling you is this. For every time I complained, I told myself I'm going to get out, I'm going to be better, I'm going to make myself better. And sure enough, I believed and I made it. I haven't made it to the top yet, but I'm working my way up the ladder. As the saying goes, you cannot be a victim or a hero. You have to be one or the other. So in my mind, not a victim. Are you considered somebody that's a victim if you're telling it like it is? Are you a victim if you cry and bitch and moan about every single little thing? Are you trying to play the role of that? Or are you the person that gets up and does something? That's what I'm trying to tie in to tonight's podcast, is where do you stand? Where do you stand in the world of wrestling? Are you the promoter that goes out and knows what he's doing? Are you the superstar who isn't satisfied with your career? Well, you know, it could be different. I mean, like I said, a lot of people want to claim that Bray Wyatt was buried or was getting buried back in the day. How do you say back in the day, man? When, no, Bray's barely been he's not. And that's ridiculous. What am I reading that you may think, you know, I'm not reading anything at all? I am reading this question from a lovely person who brings up two valid points. Question was, how was he not buried when every legend who came up against him basically buried him. Had they not buried him, and Finn Balor is going to bury him. Okay, so would I say valid points? I was being sarcastic. Again, I'm going to repeat myself. Finn Balor is not going to bury Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt is a part of a successful faction known as the Wyatt family. So how are you going to sit there? Yeah, exactly. There's certain things that people fail to understand, because why? They fail to understand the fact that buried means look bad, embarrassed, or just made out to be the company scapegoat for matches that don't matter. That's just my interpretation of what burying means. It means you don't have any financial security. It means you're basically living from check to check. I mean, is there any other form that you want me to go through right now with you guys? Because I can, and I will. There's always going to be people that sit there and tell you, I believe that Bo Dallas should have been champion. It's not improbable. It's not impossible. It's just where and why and what is the purpose? Just like when I had to stop, collect my thoughts after, so I know this business just as well as anyone. No, you fucking don't. If you knew this business just as well as anybody, you would have worked or been a fan who observed and knew where to place things. Certain people react when you say something about wrestling. It doesn't just have to be about WWE. How come you don't like Rey Mysterio? How come you don't like Shawn Michaels? How come you don't like this gal? How come you don't like Sexy Star? Like, guy, I used to have this issue. I used to try and believe that everyone would be a Shawn Michaels fan. Doesn't work like that. Not everyone is a Shawn Michaels fan, because if you think on who threw the best or who gave the best promos, there's a lot of people that say, well, Razor Ramon and Diesel were buried because they were Shawn's bitches. I know that this just came in from my Instagram, and I'm just trying to sit back and read this bullshit, but I can't do it anymore. I'm just going to tell you, you can't expect the business to come to you unless your name is well-known or you make a name for yourself. So when you go in this business, don't go in thinking, I'm the greatest, you know, fucker here. All you little pieces of crap will die without me. Well, that's a very nice sentiment to have. I don't believe that they were ever Shawn Michaels' bitches, and I'll tell you why. Simply because back in those times, you know, wrestling was given the options of Vader, is given the option of, you know, just several things, okay? Several guys come through. Now, did they bury Vader? Did they bury Mankind or Mick Foley? Obviously not. When you say, did he or did she get buried? Who's the woman that's getting buried? Okay, so now because Sasha has a losing streak against Bayley, that automatically aligns her into that whole discussion of female getting buried. I don't know, and I don't know. I don't intentionally know this. So, no. All I'm saying is that these guys and gals know what they get themselves into. They signed up for the company that they work for. They work under the promoter. If the promoter doesn't really see something he or she likes, guess what? We as workers have to adjust. It's like a job, not a hobby. And that's another thing I'm going to talk to you about. If you're doing this, just as look at me, I have a belt. Look at me, I'm doing this, and I still work a 9-to-5 job. Am I supposed to cheer for you? Am I supposed to cheer for you? I touch base with things and I go off topic. This is, moving forward type thing. There are certain people that wrestle, and they are either friendly, only just because they're trying to uphold an image in a false kind of way, like, oh, wait a minute, let me word it better. Being fake in the world of pro wrestling, saying that you put on the boots because you do it for the fans, and then you go on Facebook or Twitter and you say, I'm doing this because I still work a job, so I'd rather be secure. Okay, in some ways that's smart, in some ways that's stupid. I want to make podcasting my career. Do you know why? But I'm good at it. How do I get there? What can I do to improve upon myself, make a bigger market for myself? Those are the questions I like to ask myself so that I don't feel, oh my God, they're burying me again. Again, as in, how many companies have I worked for, and how did they bury me, and why, what happened, have I worked longer? Again, people have some stupid sense of requirement for a person in order for them to feel like they're being buried. Some do, not all, some. And that also is a form of prejudging and making comments on some, or allowing comments on something you don't. Allowing comments to be made on something or subject that you don't know about. We all be assholes and say, well, I made it, you didn't. I'm in the company, I'm in wrestling, you did. I'm not trying to sound like that. I'm just stating facts. Most fans, when you go around them outside the arena and you start discussing wrestling, what is the number one thing that gets thrown in the mix? I think that they've screwed him over, blah, 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 said super fan number one. I think if they went with this angle, it would be great, said fan number two. But, man, they're really burying these guys or these girls or these superstars. Do you think that the head honcho gives a damn about who thinks who is getting buried? No, because they've got a show to run. They've got a tight ship. And, yeah, I do criticize them out of frustration. But, man, things are starting to get better. Could it be that SummerSlam's around the corner? Speaking of which, we're going to take a break from all this ranting and rambling. And we're going to start the advertisements. For those of you wishing to sign up for a WWE Network subscription, you can do so by going to visit the website, WWE.com. Click on the Network tab. Should have a nice little setup there. You can sign in, use your username, email preferably, or username, password. Sign up for your first month free. If you have not subscribed, go ahead and do so. You will see hours and hours upon hours of not just WWE, but WCW, ECW, NWA, David Crockett Promotion Territory. So, therefore, If you haven't already done so, sign up. Speaking, you know, of wrestling, can get a preloaded card at your local Dollar Generals, Best Buy, 7-Elevens, and GameStops. For those of you wanting to become a pro wrestler, manager, referee, announcer, sportscaster, podcaster, whatever, in order for you to obtain those tools, you need to go to monsterfactory.org. You can contact Danny Cage on there for details of tuition and how much it will cost you. I believe the prices go for $1,000 for students who have 1 year prior experience. For those of you who do not have prior experience at all, it is $2,000. I believe if you want more information regarding the lifetime membership to Monster Factory, you can do so. MonsterFactory.org. Danny's number, Danny Cage's number, is right on the page. Call him, text him, do whatever you need to get the situation settled. Sign up today for Danny Cage's Monster Factory Super Camp, October the 13th and 14th. Trust me, you do not want to miss. It is a camp that is filling up and filling up soon. Ladies and gentlemen, also, if you want to catch the NWL Fight Kansas City Tour, it'll be in Lee Joplin, Missouri on September the 8th. I wish everyone who goes there good luck. I will be in Los Angeles enjoying myself and I'm missing out on all the fun. Also, NWL is doing their Missouri tour and it's going to be badass. So, you should catch that as soon as you can, okay? Also, for those of you wanting to train locally in the Midwest, where the host with the most lives, in the NWL TPC, you can go to NWL website, check out what they have to offer, NWL Kansas City/Facebook.com, or you can contact Derek Stone directly. You can contact him through Facebook Messenger, message him about the details of your audition or tryout. It's going to be $20 for the audition, and he'll work with you on payments to pay for your training. Alrighty, folks. For those of you who know what I'm about, it's all about going through wrestling school, finding you a place in the world of wrestling, finding that one niche, that one success, branching out, being a servant, right? So you keep getting advice, you keep learning from whomever, whether it be Brutal Bob, whether it be Delirious, whether it be Sammy Callahan, whether it be Marty the Moth, whether it be Eddie Guerrero's nephew Chavo, there's plenty of some, Sean Daivari, and also Mr. Kennedy. So, if you want to learn, keep going to seminars, keep learning, keep making t-shirts, keep showing up on time to practice, keep going to wrestling events, learning from Danny Cage, learning from Coach Martinez, and, you know, being a good servant. Also realizing that then if you're not getting where you're going or wanting to go, that you're not being buried. And I love using all these examples, like CM Punk, Bray Wyatt, Bo Dallas, Rhino, Curtis Axel, Emma, and Nia Jax. There's more. Jinder Mahal, Mojo Rawley. They all have a purpose. Every character has their place. Just like everyone says, every man has their price. As the Million Dollar Man used to say, well, every person has their place in pro wrestling. As generic and boring and cookie cutter as that just sounded, it's true. Whether I want to accept it, whether you want to accept it, whether anyone wants to accept where their place in life is, even if you don't work a day in your life, you don't take a suplex, or you never taken a bump, but you observe, but you want to learn, you want to get off your ass, and you want to see what it's like from the other side, more power to you. Because some people just sit down and say, well, I've worked for years. I've worked for 15-plus years, and then boy, you see them in the ring, and it looks like they haven't worked at all. It's just brutal honesty. Sometimes honesty gets you in trouble. Sometimes not learning to adapt to certain discussions can get you in trouble. It all depends. So, what exactly am I looking for from pro wrestling? What am I looking forward to? I would have to say, that's a good question. I'd have to say my future journey to SummerSlam, even though I'm right here. Reason is because it's a lot of fun. Wrestling events are therapeutic to me. I like enjoying it as if I have never seen any of these people before. So what it boils down to is I used to feel buried. Certain people are being told that, hey, they're burying you. Oh, my God. They're not giving you a push. Sometimes, yeah, it's great to have that confidence. It's great to grab the bull by the horns and do what you need to do to move forward. Some people are really, really sketchy and shady in this business. So I know I'm not the only one that's dealt with promoters that seem like they're just in it for themselves, because last year, a good friend of Russell Radio's, Ronnie Nicole, said that some people are just out to promote for themselves, that they're not really there for the workers. And, you know, she's right. Sometimes you got to be careful with where you put or present yourself to. Because some companies pop up and you're like, hey, these are brand new. This guy is brand new. You know, why don't I see what they're about? But, you know, she said it best. So, if you make it forward, or if you pay it forward, you do the drives, you do everything you're supposed to do, that's great. I just find it completely annoying. And someone says, oh, yeah, I think this company tried to bury you. I think they really are not intrigued about what you're doing. I think your product is terrible. That's all up to the person. It's all up to the person that tells you, or it's all up to you. My bad. Let me rephrase that. If you believe that you suck and you're getting buried, then your perception isn't going to change at all. So I'm going to just relay one definition to you, okay? One more, that is. And that's going to be, let's see here, perception. And I say that word a lot, so what is perception, ladies and gentlemen? Okay, it's the ability to see, hear, or become aware of something through the senses, or a state of being, process of becoming aware of something through the senses, a way of regarding, understanding, or interpreting something, a mental impression. There we go. That the third one kind of sticks out like a sore thumb, but in a good way. A way of regarding, understanding, or interpreting something. A mental impression. So most people believe, and as I said, I don't speak for most of you. I realize this. People believed that Bray Wyatt was trying so desperately, you know, to leave the company because he was not satisfied with what was going on, what was going down. Bo Dallas, same thing. You know, he was going through some tough times. He was a little bit of a discipline case, according to certain sources. What about Curtis Axel? It all depends on whether they have use for you or not, and sometimes you get fortunate. for Curtis Axel, that is. Yeah, you bet your ass he was fortunate because I'm not going to go that route. Curtis Axel as a WWE champion, that's not too far-fetched. I just don't see it happening. But that, does that mean they're going to stop everything? Oh, my God, Brian Rails doesn't see this happening. Maybe we shouldn't do it. Maybe we should do the opposite of what they do. You know, there's a once upon a time, there, you know, there once was upon a time where I did video blogs about WWE stuff and TNAs. Do I regret doing it? Probably, because I had to delete the channel because it was... Actually, no, I didn't. That's a lie. It's the job of a critic to make sure that he or she has facts to back up what they say and make it valid or stand behind what they say. So when the company was in the crapper, and some people like to blame John Cena for that, actually, about 99.9% of the fan base in WWE will tell you it's a mix of both. I like him, but I also don't like him in this regard. So I have beef with those kind of fans too. I like him in this way, but I don't like him. It's free choice. It's your will to like him or not like him. What am I getting at? Oh, he buried Bray Wyatt. Oh, he buried Daniel Bryan. Oh, he buried this guy. That's all a bunch of bullshit. Because here's the thing. I don't disagree with you. But to pin the blame on one person, it's not his fault. It's just the way he was booked. Now, did he go to the back and make complaints about his body aching and him, you know, not feeling well? I'm sure that certain other wrestlers have done this. Bret Hart, CM Punk, anybody. Everyone has been sick before because you work from town to town. You go from hotel to hotel. So... yeah, and the same thing could be said about Natalia, dude. You're telling me that Natalia is being, you know, finally getting the push she deserves. You don't know that because it's been way overdue, but still, I mean, she's with the company. She, like most people in her family, love wrestling to the point where she probably could marry it if she wanted to. Legal and tendered the certificate of WWE Natalia, I now pronounce you woman in business. You guys, whenever a company gives or presents somebody something, like they give Sexy Star Championship in Lucha Underground, they gave, you know, they had a match of the gods with Phoenix. And as I said, it's been a while since I've watched Lucha Underground, a full-length episode of Lucha Underground. Did they bury Marty the Moth because they pit him against Chavo and Chavo's faced off with him before? No, because the guys, they're still going to tell you their story, whether or not you believe they're being buried. Oh my God, they're burying him. They're burying her. I don't like it anymore. I'm not going to watch it. I'm just going to go around in circles and do donuts in the parking lot because I'm so mad. Some of you go to extremes, man. It's really funny. As I said before, whenever they say certain phrases, burying, embarrassed, does it mean anything if you stay with a company longer than 4 or 5 years or 6 years? Or hell, even in Natty's case, she's almost been with the company for longer than 11 years. You want to get facts? She's trained with the best. Her uncle is Bret the Hitman Hart. Does that make her superior to everyone? So, you know, Charlotte could use that card too. My dad's Ric Flair. Tamina could use that card. My dad is Jimmy Snuka. Bray Wyatt can use that card too. So really, what it boils down to is if I go to work and say, man, I feel like I'm not doing the best I can, maybe I should just take a step back and just figure out ways around it. Because if I was a manager in this current day, it's like JT said, you have to put into perspective what the fans are going to react to. You can't just sit there and feel sorry for yourself just because you feel, as a worker, that you're getting buried. Make something of yourself. Get a podcast going. Make t-shirts for said podcast. Hey, listen to my podcast coming out soon. Coming out this next Thursday or something like that. I don't know. Tell them, set times up. Be adventurous. Be creative. Don't just, oh my God, I can't believe it. I lost my career. My knee's blown up smithereens. It's not going to help. And guys, this is also what I wanted to talk to you about. When you're a wrestler and you're told you're going to be a manager, I get it. I kind of get it now. Because that is like hearing the words, you're going to be a second-rate citizen. And a little accident here. Here's what I'm going to tell you all. Not fun when you have to sit there and hear everybody ridiculing what your position already is. But if you make the most of it, if you make the best of being a manager or a podcaster or whatever, it doesn't mean you're getting buried. It means you're moving forward and you're succeeding where people fail to realize that, hey, this is a career. This is actually pretty fun. It took me, it took a while to get used to podcasting. It took a while to get used to hearing everybody's perception of it too. They're like, oh, you're one of those. Oh, I can't believe it. Oh, I hope to God you're not going to ask me a zillion questions, man. Is it humiliating stepping down from being a worker? No, it's not. Because like I said, I found that once you fall down in this business, in this life, you get up and you do pretty much whatever you can to get yourself back in the swing of things. So that's what I'm telling you guys is, even if you don't succeed options A through D, there's got to be an E through Z. Do you think Bray Wyatt gave up, that he just sat there and said, oh, well, the boys in the back, the creative team has decided to bury my ass. Same thing with Bo Dallas. They basically told him, I don't know. I'm not going to go into that because it's not my place. So, whenever you fall down in wrestling, what I'm getting at is, whenever you feel like someone's getting buried, they're not. In some instances, yes. Like, I can definitely see where Mankind's character got completely bombarded. But at the same token, look where he is now. Look where Mick Foley is now. He's an author. He's a great father. Take example What happened to Jake the Snake Roberts? You know, everybody's story is different. He, back in the day, had to work with guys like Hogan, Warrior, Savage. For a brief hiccup, Ric Flair. So, question for you all. If certain people are getting buried, why are they still in the company that's supposedly screwing them over? Can you answer me that? There comes a point in time when you look, you start growing up as a fan too, man. It's weird. How do you do that? You just enjoy the show. It's that simple. You just enjoy what they give you. Otherwise, you're going to be hoping all the time that, oh, man, I can't believe this guy went over. I can't believe that Bray didn't go over, blah, blah, blah. He went over Cena, right? Had no mercy. But it was kind of our elimination chamber, my bad. Some people have the misguided conception that, or misperception, that wrestling is one-dimensional, and it's not. There's a universal language to it when you do the moves. Fandom sometimes is universal as well. It doesn't matter where they go. They just want to enjoy the careers. They just want to enjoy themselves. And what I'm getting at is, you can claim to be a super fan, or you already are one. But you better, you know, you'd be better off just enjoying the show instead of trying to guess and analyze and do it. As I said yesterday on the show, if it makes you happy to do that, go ahead. Now, in conclusion, which is very weird for me to say, see, I got like 10 minutes left. In conclusion of what I just went through saying, what I just got through saying, I've made peace. I'm starting to realize that I wasn't being buried. I mean, maybe it was setting me up for something decent rather than something mediocre or not good at all. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope to see you all next Wednesday. Again, congratulations to the host with the most. But yes, not the end of the world. If you feel like your character is getting buried in the Indies, it's not the end of the world. Because you can still hit the pavement. You can still make a payday if that's all that's important to you. You can still take pictures with kids. You can still take pictures with whomever you want to take pictures with. I don't care. Just know that Bray, Curtis Axel, Emma, Nia Jax, Bo Dallas, Bray Wyatt, hell, Corey Graves, I'll just say that name. Even he has got a following because he's brilliant as a broadcaster. Or as an announcer, my bad, on Monday Night Raw. He's the one that kind of saves it. So, your career can have a lot of avenues, what I'm trying to say. You think someone's getting buried? Perception. I gotta go eat, folks. Have a good one.
Up in life, he just wants to be heard, whether it's the beat or the mic. He feels so
doing like everybody else alone. In spite of the fact that some people still think that they know him, but fuck him, he knows the code. It's not about the salary, it's all about reality and making some noise, making a story, making sure his click stays up. That means when he puts it down, Tak's picking it up. Let's go.
Who the hell is he anyway? He never really talks much, never concerned with status, but still even in starstruck. Humble.